Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Imam Hassan was nourished by the Prophet and was the eldest son of Hazrat Zahra and Hazrat Ali. The Prophet loved him very much. Imam Hassan was side by side with Hazrat Ali in all of the battles of Hazrat Ali. He fought with infidels and hypocrites very bravely. People knew him for his generosity and forgiveness. Imam Hassan considered assets as a trust, and he tried to help the needy people as much as he could. Imam Hassan distributed all his money at once twice in his life. One day, an Arab person asked Imam Hassan for some money. Imam Hassan said, "Give him everything that is in the box." "Oh Imam, you did not allow me to tell you how much money I need." The Imam said, "Why do you want to tell me?" "So that you could give money according to my needs." The Imam said, "We are from the family who gives whatever we have. Before someone describes his needs in front of us and feels embarrassed, we give whatever we have to them." After seeing the generosity and kindness of the Imam, a companion asked him, "Why don't you want a beggar to leave empty-handed?" "I do not wish to let any needy person be left empty-handed, as I myself am needy of the blessings of God. And God has given me this habit that whatever I have, I give it away. If I leave my habit, I am afraid that God too will stop his blessings on me." Imam Hassan used to see the assets in this way, that everything that is in my hands is God's. It's necessary to be spent in the way of God. He didn't believe in saving all the assets for himself. He respected the poor and needy. There are many narrations in this regard. But sadly, some people blame him for being weak because he signed a treaty with Muawiyah. People are unaware that this treaty was the reason why Islam and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt who were living at that time were safe from harm. If the Imam did not stop the war with Muawiyah, then Islam and the followers of Islam would be finished and no one would know what Islam was. And this treaty became the reason that the Imams could preach Islam freely and could bring people to Karbala. One of the followers of Imam asked Imam about the treaty. Then Imam replied, "The reason for reconciliation in Muawiyah was that I wanted to stop the killings of my Shia." Another person asked the Imam for the reason behind this treaty. Imam said, "I was afraid that if I did not reconcile with Muawiyah, there will be no Muslim left on earth that could save the true religion of Islam." And that's why Islam remains till today. Due to the reconciliation, Muawiyah's true face, which was against Islam, came in front of everyone, and everyone understood Muawiyah's wickedness. And if the Imam didn't sign the treaty, then the name of Islam would not remain till today.